This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Welcome back in. Sports Radio 740, The Fallout. Joe Huck with you, and I'm joined by a slew of guests inside the studio right now as members of the Prattville Patriots, Nick Fletcher, football coach, head football coach of the team, Travis Edlin, who's... I don't know what to call you just yet, Travis. I mean, there's so many titles that I have. And if you listened a second ago, the guy that's sitting beside me that I have no clue it is, because the reason why I didn't know is because I've always seen him with his helmet on. And it's the guy that we've talked about numerous times, Mike Graham, the fastest man on this football team. And we're going to dedicate a whole segment to him because this guy right here has got some talent. We'll talk to him here in just a little bit as he's getting back from, as well as the rest of you guys, getting back from an awesome football game. And if you want to rewatch the game, you can watch it by going to the Prattville Patriots Facebook page. Both halves were on there. First half's on there. Second half's on there. You can watch the games right there. I was watching it just a second ago. There's a part of that that gets a little interesting. but guys, look, I have to ask, because go back to this past week when you guys were in here on Thursday. All right, and you start talking about how big this game was going to be for you guys. And I'm going to get the coach's answer first because I want to get his answer, and then I want to get Travis's answer because Travis is a little bit more emotional. So this is going to be way interesting on how I ask this. Well, you are. I mean, come on, you know. I'll start with Nick. And, man, just tell me, as you were going up against the number one team in the league, how did the fact that you go over to Opelika and you guys come out with a victory against that?
Well, we come in, you know, ready. Everybody, it seems like they're ready to play. We, you know, first half comes, we're down 16 at the half.
Yeah.
And we're all thinking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're trying to think of adjustments we can make. But coming out second half, man, it was a totally different football team. Man, they just wouldn't be broken.
Yeah.
We came back. We ended up winning the game by 1 point.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a emotionally tough game. It was mentally tough, but our guys pulled it through. I mean, can't say too much about it, man. It's a great team victory. You know, they pulled together as a family, and I couldn't have been more proud.
So 1 point victory. How far were you guys back? How far were you up at 1 point in time? I mean, God, I didn't have any live stats.
We didn't take the lead until 5 minutes left to go in the
five
game.
5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah. Absolutely. We were down 16 at halftime.
Wow.
You know, people hanging their heads. You know, we pulled together.
Yeah.
You know, and we lost our starting quarterback in the first half. I mean, the odds were stacked against us. And, man, I couldn't be more proud. We just pulled together.
So who came in as backup?
John Napier is our backup quarterback. He did an excellent job managing the game. We really went back to the wishbone and
went back to it. You went away from it for a second.
a little bit. We still had a three back set, but it wasn't really the wishbone on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
But we were gashing them. We were throwing deep balls on them. We were moving the ball on them. Opelika is a very great defense, and man, it was a challenge. It was such a challenge, but we pulled it out.
So Vincent Tyus had 139 total yards and a touchdown.
Yes, he did. He made one of the greatest runs I've ever seen. Fumbles the ball on the 2-yard line. It shoots in the end zone. Yours truly over there, right behind him, scoops it up, takes it for the go-ahead touchdown.
That's how he scored the touchdown.
Go-ahead touchdown. And we exploded. I mean, we shut Opelika out the second half. They didn't score any more points. It was 28 points in the first half. Scored 0 the second half. We scored. How many unanswered points was it?
We went in 12 points. We had 12 points going in at halftime, so
17 unanswered points. Yancey had another pick, too, so by the way.
That's about to be my next question. Because here's the thing. Is I knew that Yancey was going to be listening today because he just liked our Facebook page on Sports Radio 740's Facebook page. I said, all right, I know Yancey's going to be paying attention when you guys are on. So that was going to be my next question, is how Yancey did.
He did well.
His interception was a crucial interception that led to Vincent's long go-ahead touchdown.
Gotcha. All right, so now what's this about a 65-yard punt return?
Monty Bates didn't really have much play time at the beginning the first half, but after halftime, he come in. First play, he touched the field. Returned a punt 65 to the house.
Nice. Nice.
Momentum turned so big right there.
Made, what, five guys miss?
Yeah.
And
You can go back and watch it on film. It's ridiculous.
But I say I may have to find that one. I want to see this touchdown. I want to see the 5 minutes to go in the game. That's the one I'm wanting to pay attention to. So what happened as far as defense is concerned? Like did you swap up defenses on them? I mean, again, Jim Lee Hughes had like 10 tackles.
Yeah, we made an adjustment. We were just getting into the box too quick, and it was a numbers game. Quarterback did exactly what we told you he was going to do. You know, he
threw the ball everywhere.
Man's fast as a cat, smart. I mean, he just made us pay for mistakes we were making on defense. It wasn't anything that they were doing, is what we weren't doing.
Gotcha.
So we fixed that, and the second half, you know, with a little help from the rain, we shut them out.
So wait, hold on. How far was it Yancey's return? Because he called a pick six. Didn't you call a pick six last week? When you said
he didn't take it back. He got hawked.
He took it about 25 yards and then was taken down.
Okay. So now I got the coach's answer. What did you see from the game, Travis?
I saw a family come together.
Really?
You know, of course, you know, during the offseason, we merged with other teams. We went to, you know, surrounding teams for picking players from them, recruiting and all, and, you know, built the squad that we have today.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't orchestrated by any front office member or the coaching staff, but beginning of the game, all 65 men locked arms, and we had a 65-man coin toss.
Really?
I mean,
65-man coin toss.
We saw the team showed up as a team and did what they had to do as a team. You know, leaned on each other. There wasn't, you know, no bickering between players on the sideline. It was nothing but encouragement. I believe our sideline was louder than Opelika's fan base.
Really?
I mean, it was just everybody was bought in.
Yeah. So was it? And you're in the locker room. I mean, heck, you, Mike, is too. But you guys coming together as a 65 man team. I mean, that does it. Is it just because was it the game that brought them together? Yes. Was it practice throughout the week? Like, what was it that actually finally got everybody on the same page?
I think, you know, going through the motions of the game, we saw how it was unfolding. We saw the home cooking. We saw, you know, the way they were playing the first half, it was pretty dirty.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of took offense to that, and we came together. We overcame adversity, and I think that's the biggest thing that'll bring some people together is adversity.
Gotcha.
And we saw that the second half, and our new team was born.
So is this going to be something? I mean, like, do you think this is going to roll over to this week? I mean, you guys got to go Tampa now.
Oh, yeah, man. And that's another big thing. I mean, we got a 9-hour trip.
Yeah.
You know, we're packing up in three vans and we're heading down.
You got to like each other for a 9-hour trip in a van.
On the way back, you better love that guy next to you because he's going to smell like a foot.
So y'all guys aren't even getting to stay. You drive down and drive back?
Well, some guys are going down there to stay. But a lot of guys, you know, they got to get back to work.
Oh yeah, because a lot of them's got jobs.
Absolutely.
Mike, you got a job you got to go to this week too.
Yes, sir.
You got off to come in here today?
Oh, I work at night.
Oh dang! All right, okay. Well, that's going. Mike, we're going to talk to Mike about before we get to Mike, because I want you to explain one of the reasons why he's in here is what happened for him over the week. Because last week we talked about the Georgia Tech, we talked about the Pro Day, but then it was this week that guy over here got to do something really special.
As I mentioned last week, you know, I've had it set up with the Steeler Nation broadcast for them to interview not only Private Patriot clients, players, but also GPFS clients.
Yeah.
And Mike Graham, Denzel Waters, and LeVaris Hicks all were the first three to get on the show.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes after the show, I get a phone call that five NFL teams are now interested in Mike Graham. So
now, reason why we bring that up. We come back, Mike Graham's going to be sitting here. He's sitting here right now, but we're going to talk to him, because I promise you, I'm telling you, if you haven't went to a game yet, it's not this Saturday, but it's next Saturday. It's April 8th. That's going to be the next game at home. I promise you, you're going to want to be here, because I swear this man's fun to watch play. We're going to talk to Mike Graham and the rest of the Patriots next on Sports Radio 740. Welcome back into the Fallout. Joe Hunk with you right now on Sports Radio 740. As for next little bit, we're going to be talking to our Prattville Patriots. Got a game coming up this weekend in Tampa. Then next weekend, they're going to be back home at Stanley Janssen. You can come out. We're going to be giving away tickets all week long. And it's so funny. And you know, us talking to Nick and Travis after this is, you had a team that when the first home game took place, it was you were coming off a loss on the road. You play that first home game. Again, I always talk about Mike and the fact he ran 60 yards to score a 20-yard touchdown. Had an awesome football game. But then from there on out, you guys haven't lost. I mean, it's just been this awesome winning streak that you're going on right now. And as seriously, what on earth? Because you talked about the team unity. And it's so what's happened between that first home or that first loss of the season and now? How has this team grown together?
First loss, I think a lot of our guys kind of bought into the hype of us being the all-star team, the team to beat this year. So we all know it takes time to, you know, build that chemistry that it takes to be a unit and become a football team. So I think that's the biggest thing. They had to learn each other. They had to, you know, kind of go back to a Remember the Titans reference. You know? They had to come together before they could go against anybody else, and that's what they did.
Now, Travis, you and I were talking, and we were all talking in between it, and we were talking about that come-together moment. That second half, you said something happened. And you know, again, it's reasonable. I get two answers. I get Nick answer because Nick's going to be the coach, and he's going to give the coach answer. Nothing wrong with it, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's going to give the coach answers. But we got, again, like I said, you're the emotional guy on this on here. I mean, you get into this. It's so awesome to just sit beside you and watch a football game just because of how into it you get, because you know all 60-something players' names, their backstories, their life stories, everything about them. And so there was more to it than just, you know, the game itself and wanting to come back and win, or what was it?
Well, like our general manager always says, come together as one as or fall as many.
Yeah.
But I think one of the big things that really sparked the team even more was when they were coming out of the locker room at halftime and they sat down and watched their starting quarterback leave the game by ambulance.
Wow.
You know, you saw everybody's heads kind of lift back up, shoulders get pulled back, and went out there and they dug cleats in and did what they had to do.
Yeah.
Defense played lights out. Offense made the adjustments that they could. And it wasn't one player anymore. It was, okay, if we're going to win this, we all need to do it together.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we mentioned our running back breaking for a long run, then getting stripped at the 2-yard line. And a wide receiver, Mike Graham, happens to be, you know, he played a complete down. Yeah. You know, he ran downfield making blocks and was there in perfect position to recover a fumble for a touchdown.
Gotcha.
I mean, everybody just started leaning on each other.
Yeah. So let's get our man Mike Graham, man. Let's slide that microphone over right here. All right. So, you know, so Mike Graham, number zero. And I have to ask, first off, why zero? Why'd you pick that one? It's easy to find you on the field, by the way, but why'd you choose zero?
Just because I feel like I don't have anything to lose anymore. I give it all, so I want zero. Kind of like we were just talking about, kind of like Westbrook, you know, yeah. Play with chip on the shoulder, big chip on the shoulder all the time, you know. People probably doubted him.
Yeah.
People doubted me all the time throughout college, high school, you know, it all, and I just number zero.
So what we were talking about off mic during the break is we're sitting here, we got ESPN on, and we're talking about how Westbrook's playing, his MVP, if he should be the MVP award. And we basically said, look, you know, he is the whole team. That's all he is right now, is he has nothing to lose. He's playing an MVP season. He's almost averaging a triple double, and they're still just six in the West. I mean, you know, he's doing all he can. I mean, there's really not much left for him to do, but he's still going to be doing it. Now, let me ask you this, because we've had on, and I'll be honest with you, it's very easy to find you on a field. And I don't say I'm not saying that because, you know, you're number zero. I'm not saying it because of anything else other than the fact that speed is speed, okay? And talent is talent. And when I'm sitting up there and I've talked to these guys and they talk about all the talent on the field, and then I see you and I see you catch a ball and I see what you do, it's easy to see you got talent. Now, I later learned, did you seriously not play football in college, or where did you, high school, where was it you didn't play football at?
I played college, but it just wasn't, like I said, I didn't really have that chance, that coach, you know, behind me, really, you know.
Yeah.
Sticking there with me.
So what happened for that? I mean, I'm genuinely just curious. You know,
yeah,
I'm just curious. You know, I'm not trying to put you on a couch here and try try to figure out, you know, what's wrong with some point in time in your life. But you know what I'm just saying? I mean, seriously, when you hear somebody like this, and I promise you, you see somebody with your ability, you go, okay, what's going on right now? Because you talk about the man beside you. talking about the Steelers. The Browns. I mean, how many? You just named five different teams. I can't even remember them all.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants, Arizona Cardinals, and the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, see, so you have all those teams. By the way, don't go to the Browns. I mean, look, if we joke with Miles about nobody else wanting to go to the Browns, we can at least give you life advice, okay?
Hey, he could be the one to turn them around.
I mean, no. You know, you could have a locker beside Myles Garrett. But look, what I'm asking is, what was it that you said? You know, it's how did you get to this place?
Honestly, I went to college. I signed to Tuskegee out of high school.
Yeah,
you know, really my senior year, I had offers, but some stuff happened with the Alabama High School Association.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all were around that time, but in 2012, they took all our games back my senior year, all my stats, all my games that I played in, took it away, you know. So that was a big thing. I lost a lot of offers off of that, you know. That year, Prattville won the championship, so, you know, that was our rival. So, you know, it kind of didn't work out that way.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I still love the game. Yeah. I traveled to University of South Alabama. I actually played a little DB, you know, changed around, changed the field for it, you know, and stuff just didn't work out. Change of coaches, you know, coaching staff and stuff, and came back home and still going to school right now, and I ended up with Prattville.
We always talk about change of coaches, and you know, a lot of coaches or a lot of players go, you know, you should be married to the school, not married to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that a lot of people truly understand how much a position coach, how much a coordinator, how much a head coach is involved with the decision to go somewhere.
No,
because, I mean, you know, so for you and the change of the coaching, like, how tough was it for you on that?
It was tough because I had just changed position. So I just really was getting into learning how to play a defensive back, you know, at a collegiate level, you know. So that coach, to me, he was also from Montgomery. So I had kind of a little background with him. And he was kind of like a uncle away from home.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
He taught us discipline, you know, on and off the field. You know, you're not going to be late to anything. You're going to go to class. You're going to do what you're supposed to do. And then you're going to come play football for me.
Yeah.
You know, so with him leaving, that was kind of like a mentor, kind of like a older brother, like I said, an uncle.
Yeah.
That
just
left.
Punch in the gut.
Yes, sir. And it was just like out of nowhere at the time. So it really, it was kind of hard, you know. But, you know, I got to finish school.
Yeah.
You know, I live by that. I will finish school regardless of wherever I go with the football.
And see, that, and that's where, you know, like for me, for instance, when I was playing, you know, when I committed to go to UA Huntsville and play, I was doing it for Coach Pierce. And then Coach Pierce gets the job at Troy before I can even actually get on campus or anything like that. I'm like, wow, like I was going to play for this guy, and now I go into it, and the team totally changes. It totally changes. The mentality changes, the way practice changes, the way they want you to do film room study, all of that changes. And so if you're somebody like that, I don't think that they understand that, you know, that seriously is when we like what we're just talking about with all it's a brotherhood that came together. It's a group of men that came together. Like, you seriously put everything and you put all that trust into your position, coach.
Correct.
And so I was, you know, I always wonder about that from a football standpoint about what it means when you're saying, all right, I'm going to go to practice, and you get a text message or you get a call or you get something and say, hey, come to the meeting rooms, we got something to tell you, and you're just sitting there like, oh, wow, like, this is tough.
It hurts a lot, man, because it's just like you said, I mean, when you play football, it's more like I'm going to see that person every day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to see them more than I see anybody else.
Yep.
You know,
more than your girlfriend, more than your wife. No,
yeah.
Everything.
Everything. You know, if something goes on, they're going to know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If something goes on with them, we're going to know. Like they said, it's a brotherhood, and it's like you're losing an actual family member.
Yeah.
And like you said, it can take a toll. You know, after that, the attitude changes. This coach may not bring in the same attitude.
Yeah.
Players leave that he recruited, like you said. You know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff.
So that happens. You come back to Prattville.
I come back home. I'm still working. I come back. I actually was with my friends, Denzel and Charles, and we was talking about the football thing, and we played Prattville.
You know, we just talking about that football thing.
Yeah, like,
you
I mean,
know,
it's something we love. You know what I'm saying, man? Like I say, when I'm on the field, is like I tell them all the time, man. It is I work so hard off the field that.
Yeah.
When it comes to the game, that's the easy part, you know, because I've put so many hours in, you know, on Monday through Friday that Saturday is just like, that's what I've been waiting for.
You ever played Madden and go, man, I want to race him?
Yeah. I, 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 I think I think about that a lot, man. Actually, like, I see some of those players out there, I'm just like, man, I wonder, man.
Okay, right now, name a wide receiver in the NFL that you would love to get on a 40 with.
Oh, DeSean Jackson.
You really want to race to DeSean? Seriously? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yes.
So if you race to DeSean, you think you got it?
I think if I don't got it, he may beat me by one step.
Because
he weighs less than me.
What about John Ross?
John Ross? Yeah, I'll race him.
You racing?
Yeah, I'll race him.
If you were wore Adidas, would you have got an island from the pro camp or from pro day?
Yes, you're training for months. what were y'all doing?
Well, seriously, we're talking. If you would have went to the scouting combine, you're on the 40 right now. Would you beat Ross's time?
If I train for it, I really think I had a chance.
Seriously, you think you could beat a 4.1?
That's awesome. I feel like if you put like some people, if you're fast, you're fast.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you get to a certain point where you know, hey man, I know I can't run a 4.3.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like now without training, I can run a 4.4. You know, right now. But with training, I mean, that's. Just like I said, you're getting the interview. Hey, do you want to go to the NFL or not? You know what I'm saying, man?
I do.
So I feel like, I mean, I would have put my all into it, man.
What about the bench press? Do they put too much into that for a wide receiver? Should wide receivers even be focusing on trying to get their chest bigger? Is that really something important for them?
I think so, just because of some fact you got to hold a block.
Okay, so it's, you know, so it's all the blocking.
If I'm a slot receiver and I got to go inside versus Ray Lewis or somebody, I mean, you can't bench. What are you gonna do? He's gonna run right through.
God, he would. I'll be honest, like, I like you and all, but I mean, you.
Exactly. But hey, it'll take a little bit of the pain off. It'll take a little bit of the pain off from the bench. But I mean, I don't feel like it should be emphasized as much, but I feel like it does.
Yeah.
Take a part in, because you have to be able to block. You don't have any upper body strength.
So you getting ready for this Georgia Tech Pro Day. Mm-hmm. You sitting there, you're watching the NFL Combine. You're sitting there watching NFL Network. Are you doing exactly what we all do? And just like I was asking you, like, you play Madden and go, man, I just want to get on a line with him and I just want to run. Do you sit there and think, I think I could beat his vertical?
Yeah, I do. I can't lie. I watch the Pro Days. I watch on the NFL Network. I watch them all just to see where I gauge it. In that process, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, when it comes to fast, like, once again, like, one of my good friends is Justin Thomas from Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
I mean, probably, like, one of the fastest guys I've seen, you know, played with, seen run, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I feel like I can keep up with him, so I feel like I can keep up with anybody.
So I asked Travis this, and I want to ask you, too, because all Pro Day is about is, for somebody like Justin Thomas, he's got the tree that he's working on. He's got the routes that he's going to want you to run.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys seriously only talk for like a few minutes and get that route together, or how did you scout, or how did you guys plan out what plays he was going to be running?
I mean, it really just happened. Like, he called me up one day and was just like, "Hey man, you know, we're just talking," and he was just like, "Hey man, you want to come to this pro day?"
Yeah, you know, like, just want to come.
Yeah, you want to come to this pro day?
What are you doing on that Tuesday?
Yeah, he's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "What are you doing this week?" I'm like, "Oh man, I don't got anything." He's like, "You want to come to this pro day, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, when is it? In the morning?" He's like, "Yeah, come down." And he actually, I was supposed to go to Atlanta and meet him. We were supposed to go up there and train, but he actually came to Prattville, and we worked out at Stanley Jensen. And that morning before the game, actually, I worked out on Stanley Jensen, and we probably about an hour, 2 hours went out there through, talked, you know, chopped it up, and you know, that's how we got a little connection, man.
All right, look, I will be very honest right now. Okay, so Tuesday night we had this Capital City Classic that happened right down the road. Mm-hmm. And OJ Howard's walking out there on the field with me. Okay.
Yeah.
And
played against him, by the way.
By the way, he is a big old man. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not even gonna lie. I mean, there's pictures of him and I up on our Facebook page. I swear, I come up to his nipples. I mean, it is amazing how huge this guy is.
Yes.
So him and I are there. At the time, there's probably about 3,000 people in the stands. I shake his hand, and I promise you, he is the sweatiest hand I've ever shaked in my life. And I looked at him, and I said, OJ, are you seriously nervous right now? He goes, man, I haven't thrown a baseball in like 5 years. And I said, you've played in front of 100,000 people. How are you nervous right now? And he's, I just cannot. I haven't thrown a ball that long. So I ask you, we all get nervous about something.
Mm-hmm.
When you went into that pro day, and you see all these guys with jerseys on, not jerseys on, but they have polos on, and they got, you see a lion, and you see a star, and you see a raven. You see all these guys on there. At any point in time to the pro day, did you get nervous?
No. The only time I probably was nervous about was cramping.
That was it?
Yeah, getting the cramp, pretty much. Like I said, I prepared for it. That's what I train every day for. You know, stuff like that. Opportunities. That's what I love. Opportunities. Make the best out of.
So what was the toughest question you got asked during this interview that you did with Steelers Nation?
Probably the toughest question was one thing I could change.
What would that be?
What did I say? I'm not even sure what I said.
One thing that you could do sooner in life.
Sooner in life.
Yeah, there we go.
Sooner in life.
So sooner in life, what would that be?
Become a Christian. That's what I said.
That's awesome.
That's what I said I wanted. And you know, I feel like the path that I went down, I kind of veered a little bit. I don't feel like everybody just stays on the straight and narrow all the time. And I feel like I veered, but I feel like every time I get closer to God, the path straightens up.
Yeah.
It gets smaller and it gets narrower.
When'd you get saved?
I got saved when I was 14, 15 at Darrell Rader Church of Christ.
Gotcha. That's awesome, man. Yes, sir. That's awesome. All right. See, so that's a little bit more about Mike Graham. I'm telling you, it's not just an athlete, man. I swear this guy's awesome. I mean, seriously, just sitting here talking Westbrook with him. By the way, you know your basketball. Seriously.
Oh, three sports. We could talk about baseball, basketball, hockey. I mean, soccer.
You talk hockey, really?
I watch hockey, man.
Seriously.
I love the fights. I mean, I love it. I'm telling you. I'm a small guy, but I just love destroying people.
You got a team?
No, I don't have a team. I just like the sport.
You play like NHL 17 or anything like that?
I have played it. Yeah.
How hard is that game for you?
Yes. Yeah, pretty hard.
right now, if we had a PS4 in here right now, which game would you dominate at?
2K all day.
2K?
All day.
If you tell me you play with Golden State or Cleveland, I'm not going to believe you anymore.
Okay. I play with the Bucks.
Okay. You in this box. I swear. It's you in this box. Oh, Nick almost fell. That's awesome. Okay, he almost broke the chair. Okay, so right now, you with the Bucks, you think you could dominate any of us playing this guy? I seriously wish I'd have known. I would have seriously brought the PS4 up.
Yes,
I think it would have been awesome.
Yeah,
I'm out of this equation.
You're out of it? You don't play basketball games?
Football
games. So Madden. So Madden, what are you playing? Who are you playing as?
I'm playing with the Falcons.
You playing with the Falcons? That's actually, I mean, again, it's the best offense in the NFL, but still, it's a good offense to be playing with.
Y'all talk Madden, y'all can't touch me, so.
Okay, so wait. Now we got three in here.
Okay,
we got four because you'll play in it.
You'll play Madden.
Pete, the team you want to lose to.
Okay, so wait, who? Okay, Nick, who you play as?
Cowboys.
You play as Cowboys. Who you getting?
Pick the team you want to lose to.
Also, I pick any team and you play as them.
All right, Browns.
So, I'm about to say, if we pick the Browns, you can still beat us in it.
I'll give you the Jaguars.
Okay, hold on. In Madden, Jaguars are actually really fun to play.
Decent. Yeah, they can have the Patriots for a lot there.
Oh, man.
You pick the team. You got home field advantage. You pick the weather. And I'm still coming.
Okay, see, so now we're starting to pick the weather too. Okay, now this is really getting good. Okay, now we're starting to get. Now we just open up a can of worms. We'll talk more Madden when we come back right here. 240-923-0-1-800-239-9544 as we continue with the Prattville Patriots, Mike Graham, Travis Edelin, Nick Fletcher, all hanging out with us right here on Sports Radio 740 in the Fallout. As we're in here with some Prattville Patriots, just got finished talking with Mike Graham. Awesome story out of Wetumpka. Wetumpka, my bad. It's Wetumpka, it's Tallahassee. I know, I got you. But you got all these schools that have a lot of different players that are on. What is it for you, by the way, Mike, that as you're starting to learn about this football team whenever you guys start hanging out, like, is it weird at some point in time when you get on the field with basically a team that's two-thirds different and you're trying to learn each other? Like, how hard is it for you as a player? Like, we can talk to them about it, but how hard is it for you, like, as a player to start getting that chemistry going?
Like, kind of, I don't want to say the exact same thing what they said, but it's kind of like just getting everybody to buy into the same things. You got so many different opinions, so many different viewpoints, so many different disciplines. I may have did it this way then, I may have did it this way now, but we got to look at one mission, and that's winning the championship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or winning this next game to get to the championship. And I think that's what everybody is starting to do now.
Yeah.
Starting to believe that, you know, if I'm at right tackle, that guard is going to block. I don't have to do his job.
Yeah.
Or if I'm at linebacker, I'm at middle linebacker, I don't have to do the outside linebacker's job. I trust that he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't play with him last year, I trust that he's going to do that. And I feel like now we're gelling more and trusting everybody as a whole.
The word trust is huge, man. I mean, seriously, it's trust in everything. I mean, like with me in baseball, if you're a catcher and you're telling the first baseman, third baseman what he's needing to be doing, like on a bunt call, you know, they got to trust that you know what you're talking about. You got to trust, your pitcher's got to trust that the first baseman's going to cover. I mean, it's there's so much of getting the trust together. And when, you know, it's awesome that talking about with you guys when all this stuff that happened at Opelika, and you come back and you're like, yeah, like this was almost like seriously like a going off like a learning experience, and we just came back as a better football team. And it's not like you're a bad football team to begin with. So, hey, there we go. And as we talk about the football team, Stanley Jansen's game is going to be happening on April 8th. Now, you guys got Tampa coming up. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But when they come back to Stanley Jansen, heck, you guys wouldn't be playing at Stanley Jansen if it wasn't for some of the awesome sponsors.
Absolutely. You know, we thank people like Precision Air and Heat, Michael Gay State Farm, Imperial Manufacturing, Strength and Electric, Family Support Center, Let's Cut Up, Post Tension Technology, and Glover Media Group, and also the Blue Iguana. Without these guys, you know, you couldn't see your favorite players on Saturday during the spring, like Mike Graham. You wouldn't see a lot of our all-star players play this on Saturdays.
And it's going to be a very fun experience. And I promise you, if you came out the last home game, and I promise you, you're going to not see a different team because it's all new players, but just I promise you, after this Opelika game, this is a totally different football team that you're going to see whenever it comes April 8th, even after this Tampa trip.
Absolutely. You know, we're all looking forward to getting down to Tampa, you know, hopefully in one piece, God willing. But, man, once you see us come back, you know, it's a different ball team. I mean, people who saw us these last two home games, it's hard to say that you're going to get better than that, but I believe we have.
It is seriously unique to see how players – it's happened with me. It's happened with Mike. And, you know, we're talking about O.J. Howard. It's unique to see – it's great to be at home, but a lot of times a road trip can seriously just bond you. I mean, seriously, if you're in a van – I mean, you guys are going to be in a van for 9 hours.
Yep.
Somebody's going to be playing some song you don't like.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's going to be seriously.
Absolutely.
There's somebody that's going to play something that everybody's going to turn their head and go, what on earth are you listening
to? And I'm the driver, and I get to pick.
All right, when we come back, let's talk about this Tampa trip as the Prattville Patriots are heading down to Tampa this weekend. You'll be able to watch the game going on their Facebook page. It'll be awesome that you get to pay attention to it, because coming up next week, they're going to be right back at Stanley Jansen. When we come back, we talk about this game coming up with Tampa next on Sports Radio 740. Welcome back into The Fallout. You can always follow us on Twitter at The Fallout 740, at Joe Hunk. And you can always like us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/sportsradio740. We got the guys from the Prattville Patriots in here for the next little bit right now as the Patriots are getting ready to hop in some vans and travel down to Tampa after their win this past weekend against Opelika. And Nick, I'm just going to go ahead and ask the question, is now what are we thinking about this Tampa team?
Team, first we got to overcome the 9-hour trip, like you said. Yeah. That's going to be tiring, and hopefully our guys, you know, get some shut eye on the way down. But this War Eagle team, it's a very well coached bunch. They're very classy. They're like I said, well coached. They don't make mistakes, and they'll capitalize on your mistakes. And if you let them stay in the game, guess what? They're gonna stay in the game and might pull out and beat you.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're just gonna be prepared mentally and physically. So we'll be ready.
Scouting report on them, they have probably two of the most relentless defensive ends in the league, both on the left and right side. I mean, you guys play, you know, high motor, every play, nonstop. And then they have a tight end that is about 6'12 and a half.
6'12 and a half?
I mean, he is giant.
He's our version of Jimmy Graham.
Oh, that's great.
But, you know, linebackers, you know, they're going to do a lot of covering. They like to do some play action, bootlegs, and tight end dumps.
Yeah. So,
but if our tackles can hold a block on them two defensive ends and our linebackers shadow that tight end, smooth sailing.
What's it like for a 9-hour trip going to Tampa? I mean, seriously, is there strategy in this about, you know, making stops or anything like that? So that
Absolutely.
You guys, I mean, what is the strategy?
Has it choreographed all the way down to the details
to where we're stopping,
to where we're stopping, how long you're going to stop there, you're getting a snack and you're getting right back on the van. Let's go.
You will get left.
Hey, we don't have time to waste, because we're pulling out 7 o'clock Saturday morning, and we're getting there 2 hours before kickoff, hopefully without traffic problems.
So with a schedule like that, I mean, seriously, we make jokes, but the fact that it's planned out to the T, like, you know, where you should be at certain times, what you need to be. I mean, does it benefit? I mean, is it good for you guys to have it like that, so you can get out, stretch, chill out for a second? I mean, how beneficial is that?
It's very beneficial. Everything we do has a purpose to it,
and
our guys believe that they've bought into the process. And, you know, if we tell you to do something, we know what we're doing. We know what we're talking about, and we just want you to trust that we're going to lead you in the right direction.
Yeah. Now, Mike, I'll ask you about this trust thing again, because you and I are talking about trust a lot on this. What is it that for anybody, and I'm not talking about just the Patriots, Wetumpka, South Alabama, if and when you get to an NFL team, whatever it is, how big is it for you or for them to gain your trust? Like, how hard is that for a football team to do?
It's hard. I wouldn't say it's hard. It could be hard or it could be easy. It just depends on, you know, I'm a first impression type of guy when it comes to, like, I would say, like, coaches, you know, player personnel, you know, how they present themselves, how they come towards me. I know it's not going to be always – coach is not going to always be, hey, Mike, good job. You know what I'm saying? I know he's going to get in me. And I like that. You know, I need that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Far as a player standpoint, being able to trust, I need to see – honestly, like, what I live by is I want to see that he's a savage on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want any feelings. When I step on the field, I don't have any care for the other team. They're not my friend anymore if I have a friend over there. You know, I need to be able to know, like, when I'm coming to knock this other person out, like, he's coming with me. He's behind me. Or if I get knocked out, he's going to come pick me up and, you know, help me up.
Gotcha.
You know? So I feel like that's a big thing, just knowing that.
And as you're getting ready to play, are you Russell Westbrook? Do you seriously have to figure out a way that they stole your fries? I mean, is that what we're talking about?
I don't have to. I mean, it's already there. It's there at practice. I mean, you can ask these guys. Like, I'm at practice. Like, I want the best for my teammates. Yeah. I will make them. I will try my best to make them play their hardest at practice. I will get in their ear. I will talk to them. If I feel like the coaches aren't even up coaching is hard enough.
That's my next question. What kind of coaching does it take? Are you one that needs to be yelled at? Or
not necessarily that I need to be yelled at, but sometimes other people need to be yelled at. Everybody doesn't come out there trying to get better. Some people just come out there and walk through the motions.
All right, now I'm going to see how true for you be. Nick, what kind of player is he? Does he need to be yelled at?
Absolutely not, because he's doing most of the yelling most of the time.
I'm You're like, not lying.
Okay, Mike. I got the whistle. No, but in all honesty, man, he's a great leader. He comes out there, he gives it 110%. I don't have to worry about Mike because I know Mike's going to get out there to get better. You know, he helps us as a coaching staff.
Yeah,
I can vouch for that.
All right, Mike. I did this with Travis for Yancey. So you make a prediction about somebody on the team. It could be even yourself. What you think about this weekend for you, or anybody else? Make a prediction.
I think I'll give our. Let's see. I'll go with the O. I think we'll have over 100 yards rushing.
100 yards rushing?
From back.
Okay. 100 yards rushing. Travis, you got one? Because I'm not going to ask Nick. Next coaching on this one. He's staying out of it. It's like he's not picking on game day. Mm-hmm. This is what we're doing.
Overall, Prable Patriots come out 42-21. We have 160-plus on the ground.
21.
You just disrespected his D.
I mean, hey, gotta respect the talent. Okay, gotta respect the talent. You know, but defense, they're gonna produce 5 turnovers. They're gonna have 5 sacks, and we're gonna have 1 special team touchdown.
All right, final question. This one's for Nick because you talked about the quarterback being hurt. Who's starting quarterback this week?
John Napier will be the one starting this week. Doctors told us Charles Drinker needs to, you know, sit out this week, let his kidney kind of heal. He's got a little bruised kidney.
Yeah.
So I got on to him for not wearing a rib protector because you're a quarterback.
He didn't wear a rib protector?
He did not.
Even Cam wears a rib protector. Well, he has to. He has a horrible offensive line.
Yeah, yeah. And,
who's
yeah.
Who's the backup quarterback?
For who?
Us.
Wait, no, that was going to be one of my questions. No. Who's the backup to the backup quarterback?
Oh, the backup to the backup.
Backup to the backup.
Mike Graham.
Seriously, so you straight would go straight wishbone on this.
Like, absolutely.
Or can you
absolutely.
Throw?
No.
Yeah.
He can throw it.
He can throw it? Okay, so how far down the list do we have to go till coach gets in? Seriously, I'm asking, but again, you used to be the quarterback.
Yeah. I was quarterback last year. So.
The statistician will get it before Nick does.
If there turns around and he makes a signal for the statistician to come down, I mean, that's going to be – yeah, just go in. You lefty or righty?
Warm up, Travis.
Yeah.
I'm a righty, but I can throw with my left. About 15.
Which one right now, if you were to take a snap, would be your best option?
Which way am I rolling?
Oh, God. Don't tell me you're ambidextrous. Seriously?
I am.
Okay, that's now, a whole...
I mean, I'm better with my right.
It's amphibious.
It's
I'm an athlete, spelled with an F.
Oh, okay.
That's on the F.
Hey, seriously, guys, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys coming in this week, talking a little bit about the games, man, and it's going to be awesome. Remember, if once they come back from this game this weekend, you're going to be able to see them next week, April 8th, Stanley Janssen Stadium. We're going to be giving away tickets all week next week, and you need to be making sure that you're going to be there. Somebody awesome is going to be on the PA. That's me, by the way, just letting you know.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.